WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and well-being. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more resilience, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us, mental health. Ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? You know that feeling when your thoughts are racing, anxieties are creeping in, and you just can't seem to switch off? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, taking care of our mental health isn't some luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation upon which we build everything else, our relationships, our careers, our happiness. And just like we wouldn't neglect our physical health, we can't afford to ignore our minds. So buckle up, because today, we're getting real about why prioritizing your mental health every single day is non-negotiable. First things first. Mental health isn't a one-size-fits-all journey. What works for me might not work for you, and that's perfectly okay. But there are some universal truths that hold power regardless of our individual experiences. Number 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, taking a few minutes each day to just be present, noticing your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts and feelings without judgment, can make a world of difference. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind. Second, movement is magic. We're not talking about grueling workouts here, unless that's your jam. Even a simple walk in nature, some stretching, or dancing to your favorite tunes can boost your mood and clear your head. Remember, exercise isn't just about physical health. It's incredibly powerful for mental well-being too. Third, connect with your tribe. We are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Nurturing relationships with loved ones, spending time with people who lift you up, and feeling a sense of belonging can be profoundly healing. Fourth, embrace self-compassion. This one is tough, but oh so important. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone faces challenges, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Be gentle with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. And finally, seek professional help when you need it. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for support. Therapists, counselors, and other mental health professionals are there to guide you, offer tools, and help you navigate tough times. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you a story that hits home on this topic. Last month, I was feeling totally overwhelmed, deadlines looming, family commitments piling up, the usual chaos. I felt like my mind was on overdrive, and I couldn't even focus on breathing. It was one of those moments where I knew I had to hit pause, step back, and prioritize my mental well-being. I took a long walk in nature, just me, the trees, and the birdsong. The fresh air, the sunshine on my face. The sound of leaves rustling, it all started to calm my racing thoughts. Then, I sat down with a cup of tea, practiced some mindfulness exercises, and allowed myself to just be present in that moment. It wasn't a magic fix, but it was a start. That experience reminded me of the power of even small acts of self-care. Sometimes, all it takes is a few minutes of quiet reflection, a walk in nature, or a conversation with a loved one to make a big difference in how we feel. So remember, friends, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not just improving your own life, you're setting yourself up to be the best version of yourself, and that ripple effect can touch everyone around you. Now go out there, embrace those self-care practices, and let's build a world where mental well-being is celebrated, not stigmatized. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra encouragement today.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.